When were you born, Olga?
When am I born? I was born in... where was I born?
Yeah.
Westwood, New Westwood.
Oh, what year?
1924.
New Westwood or Old Westwood?
New Westwood.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? You had quite a few, didn't you?
There's 11 altogether. There's only four brothers. Joe, Sam, Stanley and Frank. There were four brothers and others were all girls.
Seven girls?
Yeah.
I'm the youngest.
They've all gone. I'm just one left. They've all died off.
You're the head of the family now, then?
Yeah. I'm 87, so I'm the youngest, so...
Yeah.
One or two of my sisters, she lived to be about 89.
Oh.
This one here, she lived to be about 89, she did.
Yeah,
there were about two of them that died young. There weren't many that didn't live after 80, you know. I mean, there were one or two that lived after 80.
Yeah. What was your dad's name?
Stephen.
Stephen. Where did he work, Olga?
Well, I think he was a miner, if I can remember.
Yeah, most of the men were miners, weren't they? Do you remember what schools you went to?
Well, I should imagine you were Jacksdale.
Yeah. You didn't go to Westwood?
Not long it's been up, but I know I went to Jacksdale School.
Yeah. You didn't go to Westwood?
I went to Westwood first off.
Yeah.
Till you're six. Till you're, is it seven, eight?
Yeah.
Then you come down to Jacksdale.
Oh. Can you remember when you were kids what games you used to play, all of you?
Oh, Lakey, Paper Chase, Rounders, all that. We used to go to Dumbo's when it was summer. You know, Dumbo's?
Yeah.
Going out through that little croft we used to call, little field from Westwood. And I go up at Dumbo's, paper chasing.
Oh.
And I tell you where we used to go, but we were a bit older then, just be gang on us, mind you. When we were young, go up to...
Cudney Castle?
Yeah, Sunday afternoon when it was night. It was just packed up there Sunday afternoon.
Well, monument as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Cudney Castle and that, yeah. You used to have shows in there, you know, in that place.
Yeah.
Is it still there, the place?
Yeah.
You used to have shows in there years and years ago.
Yeah,
we used to go up there from Sunday school to with Maypole up there. You know,
yeah.
What kid is with Maypole and everything, have a do up there.
Oh.
Oh. Lovely, really.
Yeah, must have been a bit rough for you with a big family during all the years.
Well, part of them had gone before I was born, one or two of them, you see.
Yeah. So
there'd never been that many in us, as I can remember, because some of them had
got married
and gone before.
Yeah. What age did you leave school? 15, right? That's about
14.
14?
14.
Oh yeah, it would be in them days.
14, we left school, and we used to have to walk all the way from Westwood. They're back again. I mean, nowadays they want cars, don't they, to take them everywhere they go.
Yeah.
We have to walk from Westwood to Jacksdale.
Yeah.
In the morning, back at dinner, go back to school after dinner and then come back at night. Yeah. They wouldn't do it today, would they?
No, you didn't have school dinners then.
Oh, no. No, you had to come home for your dinner, no school dinner.
No.
No canteen or all.
No. Where did you work when you first left school, Olga?
Edwards, Summer Coats, Stocking Factory.
Stocking Factory?
Summer Coat.
Oh.
It went to, Edwards went, after they left, it went to, oh God, I can't remember now. There's like three, lots of different people had it since then.
Yeah.
I don't think it's still going, I don't think it's still going now.
Did you work anywhere else besides there?
Oh yeah, worked at one or two places. Of course, I waited there, and had to go from there to Warwick, from Edwards, at Summer Coast, had to go to Eastwood, to British Ropes, see, to walk.
Oh.
So, you're making cables for boats, ships and everything there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Why cables? You see what side of us, and they were doing, I can't remember what they were doing,
yeah.
They were doing Warwick as well.
Oh,
so, so I don't know.
How long were you there then? Just during war years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shut it after war finished.
Yeah.
They just took us there for, took us there for a deal after war had done, you see,
yeah.
To Nottingham Empire.
Yeah. Well, you just go on bus, did you?
Yeah. Oh, well, there were no cars about in them, did
no.
Yeah, they walked to Shanks's Pony or not go out at all.
Yeah. Can you remember any old shopkeepers at Westwood when you were a young girl?
Yeah, they were Mrs. Lim. Post office higher up, New Westwood.
What did Mrs. Lim sell? Did she?
Oh, she sold a lot of stuff, you know, and practically everything. But the post office was a bit higher up, and that sold things as well as being post office. But the woman in the post office, one of them, there were two sisters, and one of them was a nice person. If he went in a bit late, after 4 to 5, if you held up for some reason, he wanted a stamp, you know, like. one of them wouldn't save you. They say, oh no, that shuts at 4:45. It won't save you, we'll stand for hours. But the other one would. They're like, yeah. Two sisters. Other one would. Yeah.
I'm late.
Did you ever get away on holiday in them days when you were younger? Could you?
First holidays I had was when we got married. Went to Blackpool for a week. For a,
yeah.
That was, but we used to have, folks used to get day trips out. Post office at Westwood, can you remember it, Carol? You can remember
it, aren't you? Well, that's up near school, up somewhere near school.
No, up New Westwood.
New Westwood.
Oh, New Westwood.
Yeah, up New Westwood.
Yeah.
Because that was dead end up there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Westwood, New Westwood, dead end.
Yeah.
But now there ain't no shops up there.
There used to be a little Tuffy shop, didn't they? And then there used to be the post office higher up.
Yeah.
Limb's shop.
Well, but Ottawa's one hour or that.
Yeah, well, before then it was Mrs. Lim, and they sold lots of things, you know. And they sold you one ox or one egg. And then
you know, like where we lived at Westwood, where my granddad lived, and it was like a small holding, wanted it side. It got like a small holding, my granddad had. Waste ground and that into where he used to grow things, and then there were a bungalow, there were a big gap, then there were a bungalow, weren't they?
Where are you?
Where we lived at Westwood, and then the Ottawa shop, there were like a garage, and then there were like a shop, weren't they, there, at the end of that row of houses, and then halfway up the hill, there was that was the like a post office thing, weren't it, in shop?
Oh, post office, Osborne's, mm-hmm. That was.
There were no chapel up there, were there?
No, to an old Westwood.
Yeah.
And I used to go to the bottom one. Bottom chapel, and yeah. I was at church, you know.
Is that the one that's
got? Salmon's years and years ago, both chapel and church.
Oh.
My mum were really a church woman, and her family was.
No, it's very interesting, Olga.
Yeah, it's I'm going to say, it was a lot better than it was today. It was a lot better than it is today.
Well, more community spirit.
Oh, you'd got friends in them days. Yeah. You know, your neighbours would be coming in and saying, you know, different things to you. Are you all right this morning and things like that? Come and have a cup of tea. But today, they don't want to know you, do they?
No.
Well, we were younger, lived at Westwood when I was young, they used to go out like together, didn't you? All of you, well, a lot of you used to go out together, and they used to come back with fish and chips and then go playing cards after.
Oh, going next door to play cards.
Yeah.
Mick Sherrod, you know him?
Mick Sherrod?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there. We used to live next door to him at Westwood, didn't we?
When we left, he says, oh, it ain't the same now you've left. He says, oh, no, it's not the same now.
We used to go Saturday nights at chip shop and then go and go to their house.
So I used to babysit for Mick's daughter while they went out. And then they used to all come back with chips, didn't you?
Oh.
And then play cards at about 2 o'clock in the morning, didn't we?
Could your mum and dad ever afford any Christmas presents for you and the kids?
No, we had apple
and orange,
nuts and chocolate, if you were lucky. Yeah. If they got any money to spare, because there was no money about in them days.
No.
Nothing.
I suppose you had to make clothes last. As well,
oh, my mum used to have to get
necklaces, didn't she?
Replica what you could get, like vouchers to pay it up for in so many weeks, say probably £10 or something like that, you know, to go to a shop and buy what you want, then you paid it back so much a week.
Oh,
but
my grandma used to get skates, long skates, and make trousers for kids, didn't she? I don't know,
Pegging rugs, I suppose he used to peg rugs, everybody pegged rugs.
Yeah, rug pegging and all sorts like that.
Did your mum and dad keep any animals?
Oh, my dad kept pigs. My dad kept pigs.
Oh yeah, you know, on that small holding I'm telling you about, they used to grow vegetables, didn't they? They'd grow an apple tree and...
Oh, it was a big garden, she means.
Yeah. I think everybody kept pigs or something, didn't they?
Yeah. But they had pigs, didn't they? Granddad had pigs.
Yeah.
In fact, one used to get out, didn't they? They come to fat it up.
Yeah.
And it used to jump out the gate and run down the road.
One of the little ones, our Basil, were up there, right, pig court one day, and they'd got a big pig, and it was having young ones, and our Basil took some glass in to court, and this pig, they'll eat anything, you know, ate this glass, and it went off its food, so we had that vet, and he said, well, there's something the matter with him inside, why he's not eating? He says, now it's asked me to come now while it's new. He says, you want to have it killed, you'll be able to eat the food now.
Yeah.
He says, and you'll see what it is. He says, someone in his inside anyway, and it was grandchild that had chucked some glass in the corner.
Yeah. where did you meet your husband?
Well, he come from Riddins, and I met him, funny enough, in Wakes, where I waited, summer coats. He'd come back out at Navy, because he was in Navy there. And he come back out at Navy, and he used to bring groceries to the factory.
Yeah.
From co-op to factory, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I say he brought him from co-op. Coach co-op, and that's where I met him.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Yeah, where'd you get married at?
Right down here, Westwood Church.
Westwood?
All up here, Westwood Church. Yeah, I got married there. Oh. I think a lot of people got married there, you know, that were round about here. But I think everybody did.
Yeah.
Who had a church.
Did you do weddings at chapel in them days? Did people get married at chapel?
No.
I know some did. Some got married at Pye Hill Chapel, you know.
Oh, did they? Yes.
But I don't think anybody got married at Westwood, did
they? No, I can't remember anybody anyway. No. A lot at Westwood Church.
Where did your husband serve in war? Where did he go?
It was in Rangoon, Burma, all that sort of places. He said in the Japs.
He got shot, my dad did, didn't he?
Yeah, you know this soft part of your neck here?
Yeah.
He got shot there and it went straight through here and come out. Yeah.
You were lucky.
He had to go to the hospital because it wouldn't stop, you know, left it all, you see.
A bit lucky there in one respect, but not in another one, did
he? Yeah, and he says, when he come round, he says, looked at me, he says, am I in heaven? He said, I thought nurses were angels. I'm in heaven, he said, I thought nurses were angels.
Where did your husband originate from?
He come from Riddings.
From Riddings?
Riddings, yeah. The only one, he'd got no brothers or sisters, he was the only one.
He never spoke about the war to us, did he?
He wouldn't talk about it.
He wouldn't talk about the war at all.
And his dad, he'd been faced with a war, didn't he, his dad?
Yeah, granddad.
Yeah, lots of nasty things.
Oh, that war, it must have been terrible.
Yeah.
Any war's terrible, but that is really, it's horrible. Yeah. Do you know what Japan did?
No, not Japan.
America did to Japan during war, or just after war. What are you doing?
Showing him this.
Oh.
What is it, a medal?
Yeah, it's from the granddad, isn't it? Testament on back, and you see with your glasses and I can't see what it says.
What are you looking at?
That thing from war, the granddad's one.
It is. Yeah, 95994 driver WE Cook.
That was first war of war.
That was my granddad, wasn't 14, it? 14,
yeah. That was his dad.
Mm. Nice to have something like that, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the ribbon's kind of a bit funny, but you get to keep them together, don't you?
It's all memories, isn't it?
Yeah. What can I say? It wasn't a very nice thing, but everybody pulled together and enjoyed life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And look how life is today.
Yeah.
There's killings and murders, and there's not. There were none of that in them days.
No.
Not one. Butter at ass, they knock on the door. Come on in, my dog. Come on in and have a cup of tea. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now they walk by you as though you're bloody stolen from them.
Did you have any street parties, by the way, after the war?
Yeah. Top of New Westwood, we got organ art and dancing at top of and at Eastwood. You know where Trunny is?
You know, when my mum were younger, they used to go up Codner, didn't you?
Oh, I've told you, up to Codner Castle.
Codner Castle.
Every Sunday.
Telling me, yeah.
Every Sunday, and it was lovely up there.
Yeah, pity it's about time to go
ahead. You hadn't got a lot of money to spend, so you had to make best. What you'd got, you had to enjoy life any way you could.
Yeah.
So,
I've got to ask you, where do you first live when you got married?
I lived at Westwood with my mum. And Dad, Westwood.
Yeah.
15, New Westwood, Jacksdale, no.
Oh,
yeah. And my granddad had them three houses built, my mum's dad.
You know them three houses where my mum lived in one, my auntie Gladys lived in another, and my uncle Bill lived in the end one. And he'd got chickens, auntie, uncle Bill.
That's my mum's brother.
And all them cottages were called Clark's Cottages, because they owned them cottages. My granddad did, didn't he? Bought them all three. Oh. So their whole family lived in them, and they were called Clark's Cottages, they were.
I've lived at Riddings, mind you, a bit. You know, and then I've had one or two, haven't I?
And then, quite a long while ago, there was called Clark Clark Minerals or something, and they reckoned they got some money or something.
Oh,
but we never heard note about that, did we?
Palmer Moulds Pit, Palmer Moulds Pit at Alfrin, one of my granddad.
I think it was, mineral rights or something, weren't the clocks?
They've waited to this pit, Palmer Moulds, at Alfrin, and somehow they've got this money, and my Joyce's husband, told my daughter, she was my daughter's child, my sister's child, what do you know? Her husband waited at Palmer Moulds pit, and he seen this name in a big book, Clark's Mineral Rights, and my uncle Bill and my uncle Joe, because my grandma and granddad had died, so they went to see about about it, and they said, well, there's nothing of money here, you know, for anybody like that. I said, well, what about that in the book? So we don't know where
well,
that
I
went.
Well, I don't know mineral rights, but I don't know. Yeah. Heard about it, but we never knew why that
money. Joyce's husband worked there, like my sister's girl. He worked there as a, not as a worker, or something.
There's ways of finding out.
Do you know, that Ken's
clerk? MP.
My auntie Ivy always said he was related to us, and we don't know, do we now, to this day, whether he is. Ken's clerk.
Oh, Ken Clark, I don't know.
Because he's clerk, you see.
My mum's brother, let me tell you right. My mum, and she had a twin brother, didn't she, Uncle Joe?
Son.
They would talk. And one of my sisters said, all have said, that's Irish, Ken Clark. But whether it is, I don't know.